And now we have Take Two right here in studio with us.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Did you say grouper like the fish?
Yeah, Steve, the grouper.
Oh.
So,
all right. Cool.
Yeah, that was the one I picked because I was amused by the name.
All right.
So was I right? Are you guys from Elmira?
No.
Elmira points in between.
Yeah. No one ever wants to admit to being from Elmira.
True.
Yeah,
could
true
be worse. That. It could be Corning.
Yeah, what's Corning from?
Corning.
Corning, Horseheads, Elmira. You got people living in Buffalo, Binghamton.
Glen.
Yeah.
But there's only four of you. Have you just named like six cities?
Well, we moved a lot.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're
good at math.
We're also missing our guitar, our lead guitarist.
Yeah, well, one guy's not here either.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know.
So, introduce yourselves and what you do.
I'm Adam. I'm the guitarist / I do all the sample stuff, too.
And you're a business manager.
Cool. And I guess I'm the business manager.
You know people that
I do all
people.
The behind-the-scenes right. stuff, too. So.
Yeah. All right.
I'm Josh. I'm the drummer, screamer, backup vocalist. And that's pretty much it. I mean, yeah.
And he just stands there and looks pretty.
No, I don't look pretty.
He is the pretty one in the band.
Stop.
Pretty one.
I'm Evan, lead vocalist. That's pretty much all I do.
But he has red hair, and he steals souls.
Oh.
Who's that? Yeah.
So watch out. Don't look directly into his eyes.
Yeah,
it's hard not
I'm AJ, and I play the bass guitar. I slap some bass.
Slap the bass. And you have another guitarist who's sort of on hiatus.
Sean, yeah, he's kind of taking a little bit of a
breather.
A little breather.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of.
It's not easy being in a band with us. So.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
True.
As you heard from our set list.
So, where officially then are you from?
We like to say Corning.
Yeah.
Okay.
But everything
glass.
Seems to run together.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Are any of you actually from Corning?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. One.
We all met going to Corning Community College.
That's not true.
Pretty much.
That's not true.
Except for Adam,
because he's an old fart.
Sean knew Adam, and yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Let's say.
I have listened to this show since you were playing bands like Bent Peg, Boiler,
all right,
bands like that. So quite a while.
Pick up that.
So
that's
still playing them once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when
regularly. When they were new. Yes,
when they were new. So yeah.
All right. And how old are the rest of you? Early 20s?
22.
And
23.
All
right. How old?
Sean's like 25, 26.
All right, yeah.
26.
Cool. Not even a sure answer from that. 25 or 26.
Birthday.
Hey, all right.
I don't even know my own birthday.
My birthday
very well.
Was like 2 weeks ago, and the Josh best. Forgot 2 years in a row. Now
I'm never gonna hear the end of it. I'm really
He's not.
Well, you're so old. We're surprised that you remember your own birthday.
Whatever.
What's my name?
I don't know. Where am I?
Band name. Take Two. Where'd it come from?
Oh my God. That is a long story. Oh, I mean, it's not really a long story. We just didn't really know what to name it.
The funny thing is,
oh my gosh,
because we originally, like when we first got together, before Adam was even in the band, our original name was Plan B. And so like the birth control, but right, we didn't know that.
Really.
And so as soon as like we realized that, Josh is just like, we got to come up with something new. And he thought of the name Take Two.
This is the first time hearing this story, so... and I'm glad.
Well, it's not
we like to keep things fresh with it.
So how long has the band been together?
What was it? Like 4 years?
4 years now?
3-4
years.
Yeah. Who's the newest member of the band?
That's
Adam.
Me.
Okay. Adam.
The oldest
member of the band is the newest.
So how long have you been in the band?
3 years.
Over 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 years, yeah.
So most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time.
So before you, since you're the business manager and everything, they were just floundering around aimlessly.
Well, I guess
essentially,
they had a show or two, and I kind of knew some places from playing in other bands, so I kind of got everybody hooked up with that.
Checking out the new talent.
And I saw these guys, they were playing in the sandbox. And I said, hey.
Up in his windowless panel, man.
That's right. I said,
free candy on the
candy.
Side.
And the rest is history.
Diapers.
That's right. And the rest is history. Here I am. And
I don't remember what happened because
We're a rude crew.
I know all these guys intimately, personally, all sorts of
ways. Why do you
ways.
Have to mention that part?
Well, I figured we'd just throw it out there.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
So you're going to leave here and go have the band orgy, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Just come right out and say it.
We call it practice.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's practice.
Yeah.
You know.
Practice.
When we get home tomorrow.
So we got together, started playing, got some more songs, got some shows.
Nah, but Adam did seriously, like, improve our sound a lot and guided us. Like, mm-hmm. He got us sponsorships, got us.
We're endorsed by Cold Cock Whiskey, which you guys were asking about earlier. It's Kerry King from Slayer's company.
Nice,
he's
nice.
He is big into that. I mean, they do a bunch of bands, both smaller acts like us, and then Slayer and all those
right,
big
obviously.
Bands. They sponsored the Mayhem Fest this past couple years, so they treat us well. You know, we're able to go out to, we just got back from Atlantic City. We did two shows out there with other Cold Cock bands.
That's like fun. City of the Week.
City of the Week.
Oh, they were good. They were great.
Yeah. Shout out to those guys. Jackson for helping us out when we were out there.
Jackson is our boy.
Great. Nice. But if you ever want to talk about aliens, get that band on the show, because he will tell you all sorts of stuff. Greys, reptilians, is that right?
Cool, I don't know. Dude.
Let's just say he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
So
he's cool.
This CD was recorded when?
We did that, I would say, spring of 2014.
It does say 2014 on here.
Yeah.
That would be as last.
Yeah.
We are great with dates.
Kind of,
we're awesome with dates. Yeah.
We actually.
Yeah, we did that down the road.
Yeah, Pyramid
down the road.
Studios, right?
Legendary Pyramid. These guys weren't even around for that.
Yeah, wow.
That time. So
That's true.
They don't know. They don't know.
Just wee little babies.
We also weren't around for the Stone Age like you were.
Yeah, well. Gotta start somewhere. How's your mom doing?
All right, I don't want to talk about it. I should have known.
Josh's mom is a lovely lady.
Yes, she is. Thank you. I'll pass on the compliment to her.
Thank you.
So you got a 10-song CD. Yep. I assume this is available.
It is. It is.
You can still check exist.
Them.
You know.
Oh yeah. Yep. We've got them.
You've got all of them because you didn't sell any. Or
we got 90%. About half of what we have printed up. We're gonna, you can get those on our website.
Are the digital versions available as well?
There will be. There will be. We have a brand new official website that's still under construction. But
I haven't seen it.
But if somebody messages us on Facebook, take to Facebook or all those
Instagram,
Twitter, whatever, we'll set them up with a CD and everything. We're also going to be at Bush's Bullpen in Montour Falls on the 30th.
South Bullpen.
We've got a couple other bands that are playing with us, big costume contest, all that kind of stuff. So
nice.
Hopefully people will come check us out.
Anything else coming up?
Let's see. We got a couple things in the works. Basically, we're going to start writing for our new EP. We have one new song done and probably a couple other ideas kicking around. We want to figure out what we're doing lineup-wise and, then go from there. We're doing a four-piece now so we can keep things going. And then, once we figure things out from there, we'll be back at it. So
right back at it again.
But stuff we get, stuff comes through every now and then for us to go here, go there. So
okay,
we're definitely going to be out there. So
been playing a lot of shows, so we didn't get really a lot of time to write. So.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
The whole summer has been pretty busy for us.
Mm-hmm.
So. Songwriting, is it just kind of however it goes, or is there a structure to it?
It just goes.
Yeah.
It just goes,
We just like to find an obscure song and say it's ours. There's actually one on the back of the CD there. I'll let you figure out which one it is.
I have no idea.
It's maybe the last one. Maybe they copied us. But
oh, nice.
I think they copied us. Adam wrote that.
So yeah, we're going to be writing a bunch of new stuff. Like I said, we still have one song. It's called Never Enough that we play live. That is done.
The others are still just riffs and ideas and everything.
So it's going to be a little bit before you record.
Yeah, probably, I would say the spring is when it's going to be finally done. Just, we like to go in and have everything lined up and laid out before we go in there and start, you know, paying.
Sure. Yeah. No, that makes
sense. So,
yeah. All right, we want to start recording. We're going to write as we go.
Exactly. Yeah. It just doesn't work. We don't have, you know, a label or whoever behind us.
How do we start this song? All right. 20 minutes later.
One of the songs on that CD we actually wrote a night before we recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Come Home. Yeah, that one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I forgot that that was the thing.
Yeah, that was a clutch one.
That was before you.
Yeah. Boy, that was before your time, Adam. Before your time.
The prepared guy.
You.
Yes.
I forgot what it
was. Do you want us to play it for you, too?
No, I don't want you
to. What is what's one of the best things that's happened to you so far?
I think the Cold Cock.
Probably getting picked up or hooking up with Cold Cock. We're also working with Italia Leather Straps, strap company out in California.
It's not what you think.
It is whatever you want.
Wink.
Yeah, we don't know. They haven't supposedly they're still sending us our package. Yeah.
Won't you be surprised when you get the package?
Yeah. Pleasantly. I don't know. We'll have to let you guys know.
What's
guy over there definitely looks like he wants to know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a rumor that he might be related to Crappy the Clown.
You know, I've heard of Crappy the Clown.
Who's Crappy the Clown?
Where is it? I thought he lived here.
Well, that's his bathroom. That's where that guy just went.
I didn't know. I was a little scared to go in there, actually.
That's
reasonable.
I
just didn't turn the lights on. That's all.
Don't go in there right now.
Yeah.
Not safe.
So what was what's probably the best show you've had so far?
I think it was that one. Well, yeah, the one in Atlantic City.
The Atlantic City one was fun.
Yeah, the second night we did in Atlantic City was good. I mean, there was a lot of things going against it because the Pope was in town, was in Philly.
Really? Did he come to the show?
Yeah, he was.
He got stuck in his own traffic, believe it or not. he was
texting Adam. He's like, dude, I can't make it, man.
He's like, I can't make it. Because there was a lot of stuff like, we went in with a certain set list, and they're like, oh, you guys got to fill some time because bands are stuck in traffic. And like, so we're like, okay. Now, keep in mind, prior to our other guitarists decide to take some time off right before these shows.
Of course, yeah.
So we were just, you know,
a little more limited in what you can do.
Right. Yeah. So we made it work, and it went well. And you know, the guys from Little House Booking is the company that put that show on out there. They were appreciative. I mean, we brought a good amount of people, despite being 5 hours, 6 hours from there.
Nice.
The Pope made it 2 more hours for us. So.
We were just stuck in traffic.
But we're going to be hopefully working with those guys again, play some shows in Williamsport, in Philly, and probably go back out to Atlantic City again when the tourist season picks up out there.
Love to do that.
Nice.
So yep, hopefully we get some better accommodations than last time.
Were your accommodations your cars?
No. We actually we splurged and got hotel rooms. Now when I say splurge is a strong word. Yeah. Let's just say you didn't want to touch anything.
So you should have just stayed in your car, is what you're saying.
Yeah. If you touch anything, you burn.
It was like 4 a.m. We were still kicking the fridge.
Yeah, I had to kick it. The fridge sounded like it was going to take off. Kept throwing shoes at it. There was like...
So you got you stayed somewhere that most people don't sleep at, is what you're saying?
It definitely was a rent-by-the-hour place.
Yeah.
So how about lyrics? Who writes the lyrics?
I think we all do.
Yeah, a lot of them we've done like all together.
Yeah.
A few of the songs somebody will bring in lyrics for, but...
Other than that,
mostly
like,
write them all together.
Yeah.
If I just group. If I write a song, I'll just like lyrics wise, I can't compose worth crap, but like I could, I'll just bring it to these guys,
and we throw it away.
Yeah.
We do. No. We say we're gonna use it, and then we
Adam hangs
just
it up
tell him what he wants to hear.
It.
Tell him what he wants
they
to hear.
Hang it up on the fridge and tell me I'm special.
Yeah. Well, you Gold are star. AJ. Don't you forget it. You're very special.
Yeah, we work pretty collectively. I mean, I don't. There's definitely not one or two guys that do, you know, the songs. I mean, everybody helps out. I mean, yeah. we work as a band, so that's one thing that's really
Is there
nice.
Any, like, particular inspiration for lyrics, or does it just come from everywhere?
Satan.
Oh,
no.
Excellent.
Everybody says that.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
The dark I don't know. Lyric. Every time I write songs, and I'm like, oh, I don't really write about anything, and then they're always, like, about some... They're always, like... Love type
Sappy
songs, but like heavier, and I'm like, wow, that's, this is cheesy.
I like Survivors because that's about.
Oh yeah, I wrote that one actually about a video game, The Last of Us.
Yeah,
I've really, heard of this.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
great game.
Such a great game. Anyways, I wrote that song.
Yeah, video game.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, that song is based off that video game.
Again, another story I didn't know. Great.
You missed a lot.
You know, we're such a tight band.
I know.
We got a bond a lot.
Yeah.
So the best place right now for people to find you is Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely absolutely. Facebook. Again, I mean, we're on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, all that stuff, but...
And you will have a website.
We do. It's up now. It's just under construction.
Where's that?
It's, what is it?
OfficialTake2.com.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it helps that we have like two ITs in the band. So,
but
that one
I
of
found,
them hasn't worked on.
But hold on, I found they're kind of like contractors. Their own stuff is the last thing
sure,
they work
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
So it's under construction for the most part.
It's going well,
but
yeah.
If you go to the Facebook page, you can get all the links, and we do a monthly. You know, beefcake of the month photo for the ladies.
Josh it's been AJ every time. Oh, come on!
So, we do that. Because AJ is a personal trainer outside of... He is.
What?
Did you blushing, AJ. Did you not know?
Yeah. If you'd seen him, you could tell.
Spoilers, dude.
Yeah, he's in Mr. Olympia next month, or whenever that is.
Dude, you're getting confused.
They're going to name it Mr. AJ, I heard.
Wait, I have sundowners.
It's a Chippendales contest, not Mr. Olympia.
Let's hear something off the CD. What should we...
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I say
we already played Survivors.
That, yeah. Well, that's a good one. I like that. Well,
let's fix something you didn't play.
Yeah.
Second chances, maybe?
Yeah, that's
Second Chances is one that's kind of different.
Yeah, a little
different than the
Why
stuff we've played
different?
Already.
A little slower.
It's a little slower.
Because that's to say, like, because if you, all of us come from different music backgrounds, it's the weirdest thing.
Mm,
yeah.
Like, you're like an old school metalhead. He's a metalcore person. He was raised on old school rock. I'm pop punk. Sean's all like bluesy. So
yeah, Sean likes Fish and jam band stuff, and Dave Matthews.
Well, that's an interesting combination.
It's weird that we all fit together, but this song probably got a little bit of, I think, everybody in it. Even though I wasn't around when it started, I
you fit
put
it.
My own spin on it.
And that's when it went downhill. No. Sorry, Adam. Don't talk about my mom.
I won't.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I have too much respect for her.
Thank you, guys. You were great in the other room.
Hey, thanks
thank
for having
you.
Us.
Thank yes, thank you so much.
We'll be back soon with the new EP once
awesome.
We get it out.
Awesome. Yeah. And we're going to make you play again.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic.
Definitely. Thanks,
all
guys.
Right. So this is take two with what?
Second chances.
Last Exit for the Lost.
I wanna go back, back to when we were in love. And I just wanna fight, fight like I should've before. Second chances don't come easy, second chances don't come cheap. I've made my mistakes, please forgive me. What I had thrown away, I wish I could make up for the things I didn't say. Funny to think back to the way it used to be, and all these emotions wouldn't mean a fucking thing. There's so many things I could have done differently. There's so many times that I shouldn't have been me. Guess there's nobody to blame. I messed up, I found love, I let it slip away, like it meant nothing to me. I wanna go back, back to when we were in love. And I just wanna fight, fight like I shouldn't before. Second chances don't come easy, second chances don't come cheap. I've made my mistakes, and please forgive me. Stay away from